This is Truth Matters Daily Devotion with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, whose mission is to empower men and women in the Christian faith to teach biblical truth in the culture and the marketplace of ideas, using the Bible as a sacred trust of truth in sharing the message of Jesus. Learn more about the ministry of the Truth Project at www.projecttruthmatters.com. In this edition, more on the plans of the Antichrist and the false prophet. Here's Dr. Davis.
Now, I was around a group of people recently when they asked, you know, what is the most pressing issue in the world today? A group of people answered that it's the pandemic. This conversation was about mandating vaccination as a condition of employment. And I think this concept will be very similar to the concepts of how the Antichrist and the false prophet will be able to control people. If we can take a vulnerable situation and unite people around solving this vulnerability, which is what the Antichrist will do, he will come up with creative solutions to solve massive national problems. The mark of the beast will be the same concept. He will say, get this mark, we can nationalize, we can order everything to ensure that we can all solve these issues and bring about peace. And if you see now, we are using vaccination in order to attend school as a condition of employment, to get on cruise ships. France and Italy are offering proof of vaccination for social activities. And as we see this, it will go faster in other countries. It's not going so fast in the U.S. I'm not saying that the vaccination is wrong, because I believe that the vaccination is basic science and it has proven to save lives in this pandemic. What I'm saying is that this type of concept will be similar as to how the Antichrist will work. And I think we are getting to see how people can change their opinions and they change their convictions when certain vulnerabilities happen and they don't have access to certain things. Where I've seen some people who are anti-vaccine who realize, gosh, I can't travel, I can't go on a cruise, and all of a sudden they change their view of the vaccine in order to go do certain things. And again, I'm not saying that the vaccine is wrong, as I am a proponent of vaccination. I believe that this is to help develop immunity to save people's lives and those that are chronically ill, especially. I have pushed vaccination from my professional standpoint and from being that of a physician. But all I'm saying is that this type of concept in solving a problem, this nation's vulnerability and pushing vaccination to get us back to some point of normalcy, will be a similar platform in which the Antichrist will use in the end times. I just think we're getting a view of that before the tribulation. You know, if you ever listen to John Hagee's sermon about dress rehearsal for the New World Order, it's a very similar concept to that. He actually said in that sermon that he thinks that the Antichrist will come to power very quickly, much similar to how this nation was shut up in fear in 40 days. He believes the Antichrist will come to power in 40 days. And it's very plausible, you know, when you see the number of rules and quick decisions that and how quick we've had to pivot during the pandemic, you can see how quickly people will surrender certain rights in order to solve big problems and what they perceive as being the greater good. So I hope you've learned a lot in this chapter in looking at the Antichrist and really the last chapters, and see how horrible the tribulation is going to be, and that you really agree with me in an urgency to evangelism now and in the last days before the rapture, as coming to Christ will be much more difficult and terrible in the tribulation.
You've been listening to Truth Matters with Dr. Cheryl Davis. Truth Matters is a ministry of the Truth Project, a North Carolina-based ministry dedicated to teaching biblical truth and sound theology to those inside and outside of the church. If you'd like to listen to these messages on demand, go to projecttruthmatters.com and click on the podcast link. Dr. Davis is also available to speak to your ministry group or church function. She can be reached by email at CherylDavis@projecttruthmatters.com. Or if you'd like to send a letter, the address is Project Truth Matters, Post Office Box 159, St. Paul's, North Carolina, 28384. You can hear Truth Matters weekdays on this radio station at 8:20 a.m. and 5:20 p.m. with a full-length teaching program on Saturday afternoon at 12:30. Until next time, let's all work together to teach of biblical truth, to assist, equip, edify, and encourage one another, and bring the gospel to the world. Because truth matters.